Oh, the humiliations of this life. Heard the one about the plumber and the floozy, where no one laughed at the end. For though plumber was a woman of grace and delicacy, like wife, daughter, and mother of your dreams, making the case for floozy as male rapacious cum seemed to be pushing the PC thing too far. So, let's start again, folks. The book, oh Lord, has been written and read. Writer and reader confused and tired. You are your own opponent now, trying to outwit a meaner self. Here I am on the canvas. Here I am, arms raised, scorning your cheers. So, why am I doing this? Doing this past its season. To send a message, old love, to you. Never good at reading the signs. Puzzled even now by this stale play of I say special, you say pleading. And they were, indeed, angels dancing at the Ritz. And when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. And yes, we agree to disagree. Such messages should be simple, like a dedication on your book where nothing furrows. Forgive the language, the brow. And your name is spelt the same from book to book, a gift of manners. Ah, but we move on. We make mistakes. Yes, this is one form that courage takes. And your name, spelt from book to book, hints now at cleverness, of something cloudy and strange, like a change in climate of a country we have known.